Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
What's up, this your boy Mood 3 repping Front and Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right, that's right. It's your boy T Smiley. Listen, man, this is a beautiful Saturday morning. So happy that you guys are here tuned in with me on today. Listen, I told y'all last week, man, we got a special guest. And so on today, we have a guest that's going to be talking with us here in a few seconds. His name is Mr. Ellison Kendrick, and he is a very talented musician, and he's going to be getting ready to come on and be on the K Radio Show with your boy T Smiley this morning. He's going to talk to us a little bit about his music, where it all began, and all that. So, without any further ado, I want to bring him right on in because he is here with me this morning, Mr. Kendrick. Right. How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing good, my friend. Doing good. Just glad to have you on the Cave Radio Show. You are officially a caveman on right here on the Cave Show with T Smiley. How you doing this morning?
I'm very good. Just highly favored. Thank you for having
me. Yes, sir, man. Well, we are excited for you to be here this morning. Listen, it's been a week, man. It's been a long week, but I tell you what, I've been ready for this interview. Just to kind of, you know, after you have a long week, you know, a breather, you know what I mean? And this breather is you coming on and talking about, you know, your work, man, the things that you've done, the things that you're doing, and the places you're getting ready to go. So if you don't mind, man, let's start from the beginning. I wanna let the people hear from you this morning.
Okay. Where do we want to start? Where do you want to start?
let's start. I see you were born in Miami Beach, Florida, of Jamaican American descent. Yes, sir. I want to start there. You know, growing up, you know, kind of some of the things you went through. I know. You know, as every musician, most of all musicians start in the church house, you know what I mean?
In the church.
Start somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. So,
that's the training ground is the church. You know that.
Yes, sir. So, if you don't mind, man, let's just give some background history, man, where it all began, how it began, and all that.
Yeah, well, like you said, I'm born and raised in Miami Beach, Florida. Like most R&B singers, we grow up in church. That's our training ground. I think that's considered like a training camp, boot camp, where, you know, as a child, you learn how to, you know, perform, and you learn how to, you know, remember certain words and emote, and, you know, you learn discipline, you know, going to choir rehearsal and learning about notes and blending and harmony. To me, that's how it all started. And then from there, you know, my mother, she was very, you know, very much into music. So she would teach me, you know, lessons of, you know, piano and set piano lessons and vocal lessons. And I also had to learn how to play the trumpet. Everything that she could give me, to dancing. And, you know, I had to be at everything, every service, every special event. I was the one that had to be up singing. From that, it carried over into school and musicals and things like that and talent shows. And then my professional career started once I met my now deceased godmother, Betty Wright, and that was my first introduction into the professional side of, you know, the industry. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, man. Listen, it's incredible, man. You know, like you said, you always start, you know, somewhere and being that voice. Once they know you got that voice, man, you can sing. It's like, all right, come on, we're gonna work you now. And so, yes, sir. Growing up, myself, I'm actually a musician. I play the drums as well. So I get it, man. Being able to, you know, you have to go to every event, everything going on at the church. You know, you got the youth service or the youth, what do they call it, youth explosions.
Right.
Right, yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
The revival, the choir rehearsals,
yep.
The Mother's Day. You have to be at everything.
Yeah. Look, Easter Sunday, where you got to dress up nice, too.
You got to wear your white. You got to wear your white on Easter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's funny. But, leading up into, I know you talked about, they said as a teen you had a group and you guys were able to release an album and two singles. One reached the number 21 in R&B charts. Tell me about that, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was years ago. I was in teenager, we were in a group. It was called Game, and we were signed to Luke Atlantic Records at the time. We're right back during the you know, the early 90s. So, yeah, that was as a group. The song was called All Night, All Day. I think the highest it peaked was 21 on the R&B charts back then. We were right on the charts around when Jodeci and all of those guys were out. That was my first experience as a group member. Yeah. And I also wrote, co-wrote the song as well. You know, that's when I got my hands with a little bit trying to write as a team. Didn't really know what I was talking about that much, but you know, you try to get it.
Yeah,
what you think is, you know, people want to hear at the time, and then you know, you learn more. You know.
Right. So with that being said, how did that make you feel the first time you heard that? Like, you know, you heard it out there, and it's like, dang, man, these people rocking with me, man. How did that feel?
Yeah, that's the most rewarding thing, you know, in it. When you're in the moment, it's surreal, so you don't really understand when you're that young what's happening. You're just excited that people are paying attention to what you've done. And none of the other stuff about the industry or the business and what it really takes to make that happen on a consistent basis, none of that really, you know, comes into play. But it was just exciting to know that, you know, hey, they're giving me a shot. They're listening to me. They're giving me a chance.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I was reading, I'm reading through your bio as well, man. You did a backup singer for Grammy Award winner, who was that, Mr. Stone?
Josh Stone. She's from Devon, England. And I've done that for a really, really long time, ever since the beginning of her career. Like, I recorded on her first three or four albums that she made, and I also toured with her for several years, you know. So, yeah, that was to me, that was the most exciting part, you know. And a lot of the pressure wasn't on me being the background singer. And we got to visit 120 countries, you know, on every television show, Grammys, American Music Awards, all kinds of stuff like that. Just, that was an incredible ride.
Wow, man, that's awesome. So being a backup singer and stuff like that, the things that you have to do to prepare.
Yeah, well, we rehearse a lot. Once we got the material for the tour, we would start in Canada, we would go find a spot there, and we would rehearse for at least a month or two before we actually go out on the road. So you had to know what you're doing, you had to know your parts, you had to know the words, you know, and then
you down. Just give me a chance and I'll play. Put in work from uptown to downtown. Come around, I bet I'll smile and frown. Come again, cause that's just my style. Yeah,
listen, that was our man Q Moore. Q Moore is right here from the DFW area. He's over right now in the Eurasia Springs area. He's on a tour right now, and he's also going to be singing at our wedding, at Miss Kia D's wedding here in January. He's going to be the singer that's going to be performing, and so we're very excited for Mr. Q Moore. Now, listen, we are live. So we did have some technical difficulties here at the studio, but it's all good. You know, we live. We know how to improvise. But we are sitting here with Mr. Kendrick. He is. We were in the middle of some of his information as far as singing, and the question I was asking before we had cut off was we were talking about kind of your mindset, the things you had to do to set up or get prepared to be the background singers, because as much as the singers have to prepare, the ones that are performing, you know, the background singers got to be ready too, you know what I'm saying? Just so they can be able to blow as much as the artist that's singing is singing, they got to be able to perform too. So how was that? Talk about that part.
As I was saying before, we would get the new material. Wherever the location was that we would rehearse, whether it be London, England, or Canada, we would stay there for at least a month or two, and we had to learn every song on the album, including the older songs. You have to know, you know, your parts, your lyrics. You have to know sometimes more than the others, because if they forget, sometimes they do, they forget their words, you got to jump in, or you got to fill in, or you have to know all those little nuances or the new parts that they add that's not on the album. So you have to really, really do your homework. It's not as easy as it appears, because a lot of lead singers I know, they don't know how to do harmony that I found. So, and then the art of blending, and the discipline that it takes, because the spotlight is not on you. You have to care enough to want to be, you know, want to have it down. And not, so, yeah, that's very, very, very important. You know, music, especially in R&B. They want their singers to be on point, just as good or better than they are. So, yeah.
Mm. Wow, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Mm. That's big. That's real big. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's some people, you know, might think about, you know, I'm just, you know, just the background singing. Some people might not realize how important it is, you know. And so it's good to hear that side. Very good to hear that side, because you know it's very important, it's valuable, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, that helps you guys create and write your own, so you can be able to, you know, venture out on your own. Because I'm sure every every background singer ain't just trying to be background singing. You know what I'm saying? Somebody want to step up and, you know, come up with their own thing. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is.
Absolutely.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's a natural progression that you want that spotlight to hit you too. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's everybody's desire to step forward. But then it's also, you know, how bad you want it. You know, because you get a lot more no's than yes, and it's being persistent,
yeah.
And you know, and eventually that will happen. Sometimes the artist will assist you, and sometimes they don't. So you have to navigate through that as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, one other thing I want to talk about your new album, and I want to get to talking about your new album. You know. All of the ins and outs about this new album, the new song, got it going on. We're going to talk about that. But real quick, you know, because I am a DMX fan, you know, I seen that. You did. Yeah. Yes, sir. I wanted to talk about that real quick. That I was like, oh, okay. All right, DMX. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I wanted you to talk about that piece real quick, right before we get to this new music and new song.
Okay. Yeah, that happened around 2005, I think, 2005, 2006. Betty Wright, who I also sang background for, she would oftentimes put choirs together for people like Gloria Estefan, Emilio Estefan, or when Trick Daddy had a song, you know, you get those choirs. She would always grab us, and we would go in and we would do that. So when DMX came to town, they always reached out to her because she was the go-to person for those things. And, she had a song called Lord Give Me a Sign. And then we also did,
you know,
that was like one of the last songs there that she performed that actually charted. So, yeah, that was a big hit for him.
That's dope. I like that. You know, anytime you get to work with some greats like that, man, and then, you know, of course, with his passing and everything, it's always good to acknowledge that. And, you know, being that it's, you know, it's recent, but, you know, not so recent. You know, we still love DMX.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a legend. I'm glad to be I was a part of that. Glad to be a part of that. That was a great experience. Great experience. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, that's it.
Because when I'm with you, I want the world to see. Can't be alone, I want you next to me. Locked in forever, meet my family. I won't lie. Baby, you got it going on. You got it going on. Baby, you got it going on. You got it going on. Show me. Mind, I felt out of place, but I see so much beauty in this, but you're the only one I see, and that's for real, no longer a fantasy, I'm so glad you're here with me. I feel like I'm on a big screen, because when I'm with you, I want the world to see, can't be alone. My dark room, from bare feet, you are my shoes. Girl, you're the cure to my flu. Don't you worry about a thing, girl, I got you. I don't have to second guess, I'm sure. I don't have to say the rest, I'm yours. If I see you on the test, you'll be my choice. My choice. Don't you worry, this is how I feel. And
me. If you got questions to ask me, I'll be real.
I'll be real.
No more searching, baby girl, I'm here.
Right here.
Believe me, your heart I will steal.
Oh, can we have this forever?
Me and you, it's now or never. You give me, the feeling that I never had. All your loving, baby, it's the best. Oh yeah. I feel like I'm on a big screen, because when I'm with you, I want the world to see.
I want the world.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. Listen, man, we are going through some things over here, but you know what? It's all right. It's all right. You know, things happen. You know what I'm saying? We can't control those things, but you know, they got some construction going on. Found that they got some construction going on over here in the area. They done cut a line. They done cut a line. In the midst of all that, in the midst of all that, it's all good. God is still good.
All the time. All the time.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry about that. Let's talk about this album, man. I love the song. You got it going on.
Thank you.
You got
Thank
it going
you.
On.
Thank you. Yeah. It seems to be catching on. It seems to be catching on. It moved up like 70 spots on the independent chart. So I'm really happy that it's getting that kind of response. So I appreciate
you. You know. I'm gonna tell you something, man. This song is definitely gonna get played at the wedding, at the reception. We're gonna be jamming it. I'm just letting you know. And it ain't just because of you on the line. I mean, I like the song. I really do. I really like the song, man. So it's definitely gonna be in the playlist. I got Miss Kia D writing that down now. So yeah.
Yeah, do that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Send me the footage.
Yes, sir. We'll do. We will. Before anything else happens, I want you to have this time to do your shout out. You know, anybody you want to thank, anybody you want to send a shout out to, let the viewers and the listeners know where you can be reached and how they can follow your music and all those good things. Yes, sir, you have the floor.
Okay, yeah, sure. You could follow me. Everything, I make it really simple under my name, Ellison Kendrick, ELLISON. Kendrick, like Kendrick Lamar, KENDRICK. That's on Instagram, my website. Everything everywhere music is where my songs are. So, definitely want to do that. And shout out to the promoters, shout out to the DJs, shout out to the writers of the songs. You know, it takes the village to make all of this happen. I didn't do it by myself. So I give all those people credit to the people that support me for sure. And yeah, shout out to mom as well. Because it wasn't for mom, I think I would be doing music at all, and I wouldn't be here.
Well, listen, man, we thank you so much for being a part of the K Radio Show on this morning, man. We thank you just for your time and everything that you brought to us today. And the song got it going on. She walked in the studio. She over here still dancing too.
I told them
that's gonna be on our playlist for at our wedding.
Oh, listen, we might just walk in on that song because we got it. We gonna have it on that day. You know.
There you go. There you go. That's more like it.
We gotta tell the people for real. I heard that. It was like, now wait a minute, now hold up, wait a minute. Knees was moving, hips was going side to side.
Yeah,
I loved it. I also have a radio show that airs on Mondays and Wednesday nights, so you'll definitely hear it on that show as well. And we also have other shows, and we're going to make sure they're playing it on their shows as well. So we love the song. We definitely love to support, and we're going to keep supporting, continue to do your thing. You've been doing it for a long time. I've been following you. Shout out to Myron Ruffin for putting this together and making it happen. Unlimited Wealth Entertainment.
Myron.
I love him. Love me some
Thank
Myron
you.
Ruffin. For years, I've been rocking with Myron. So great
job.
Good,
again, good
congratulations.
Deal. Yeah, good deal. Yeah.
Keep on what
you're
doing. Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. So, as we always do, man, we on our shows, we pray out. We pray. We definitely give honor and glory to God, you know, because if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. So without any further ado, I'm going to pray. If you don't mind, I'm going to pray, and then after that, we're going to play a song out and be our show. Father God, we just thank you for what's up this morning, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for allowing we thank you for just breathing new life in us, God, each and every day, God. We ask that you just continue to bless us, God. Bless our careers, God. Bless us with the things that we desire and the things that you're willing to give to us, God. We thank you, God, for just protecting our family all throughout the week, God. Thank you for covering our children as they go through school, God. We ask that you just continue to bless us each and out every day. Continue to be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Real quick, before we go, make sure you check out my main man. I'm telling you, get his music. Find out exactly. He gave you his website. He gave you his information. Follow him on social media. Follow him everywhere. Support him. Like him. Go to YouTube. All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And make sure you support him. Like him. Subscribe to his channel. Hit that notification bell whenever he posts new videos. And all that good stuff. You want to be connected to these artists. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? And for We Talk Radio, go check us out all over social media. We're everywhere. We Talk Radio Network. Go to our YouTube channel. Follow us. Support us. Yeah. We got listeners all over the globe who are tuned in tonight. I want to just say, or this morning, I just want to say thank you. It might be night where you're at, though. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, no matter where you are for tuning in.
Thank you.
And to the Cave Radio Show listeners, I know y'all are used to hearing topics, but today we got to cut it short because I don't know what special got going on out there. We ain't trying to ruin the Cave Radio Show. Listen, for real, not this morning.
Right.
Love it. I love the energy. I love it.
Yes, sir. Well, all right, sir. We appreciate you for being on the show today. Listen, if you want to just call in next Saturday and just be a part of the Cave Radio Show with some of our topics, some of the crazy stuff we talk about, and we talk sports, you know. We don't always do topics. We talk sports. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in sports. I think our Dallas Cowboys got a win last night. So, you know, shout out to the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, definitely.
Hey, listen, T. Smiley, you need to really low-key, you know, because our wedding is going to be high energy, you know, and so really maybe we should try and talk to Mr. Kendrick and his team and see if we can get him to come perform when we come walk in live.
You can make that happen because I'm on my way to a wedding right now to perform so I can do your wedding too.
Oh, wow.
I can do that too.
Listen, I'm following you right now on Instagram. Yes, sir. T Smiley Productions. I got you, man. So yeah, we'll definitely be in contact and talk about that things. I think you're in New York right now.
Yeah, well, I just landed in New York, but I'm from Miami. But yeah, the wedding's in New York. So I can do that. If you want that to happen, we can make it happen, buddy. Let's do it. I'll do the one song and go.
You got to eat first, bro. You got to eat first.
Exactly. Just feed me. No,
we'll pack up a place to go if you want. We got you.
Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. That made my day. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, listen. Everybody, this is Cave Radio Show with T Smiley and alongside of me, Miss Kia D. We Talk Radio Network. It's been a fun day, fun Saturday. Y'all go enjoy the day. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll holler at y'all next Saturday.
Cut that shit up, Quay. Oh my gosh. Back at it again. In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, and I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
hey, all my grizzlies, back, back in again.
Hey,
hey, big up all that on me, back, back in again.
Wow.
Hey, keep a quarter on me, backpack in the bin.
Quaver, back at it, count up 100, the rest at it, yeah, my wrist a Titanic, ice hit the glacier, it do damage, yeah, your n***a gon' panic, I see through a panic like a panoramic,
hey,
yeah, then get back to whipping, then get back to trapping, your n***a back at it,
woo,
if it's too crowded, might shoot out the roof and say, let him come through,
bye-bye.
Keep it 1,000 when I'm in the booth, I spent 2,000 to step in the shoes, gang on gang, how you think we gon' lose,
yeah.
Back to back motorcade, that's how we move, on mama porch, I was sitting on the stool,
mama.
When I hopped up, I took off to the moon,
oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back
hey,
at it.
Hey, all my grizzlies, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, big up all that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Hey, keep a quarter on me, back back in the bin.
Catch.
My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow bees, ice out in this freezer, just come to Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you trippin', I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this now come easy. I'm trappin', I mean it, my black double G me. That cooler, that heater, take knots in your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chop a knockin' out of his fever. Don't call me little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That's mine, I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my n***a some demons. We tiff it, tally, you busted and bleedin'. Stopped in the line in the booth with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the Beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that look the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, all my grizzlies, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, big up fall that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Hey, keep a quarter on me, back back in the bin.
Wrist so froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple, think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them catching my vote for who trying to get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the host to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil.
Yo, what's up, this your boy Mood 3 repping Front to Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.